19 rounds of the Netball Super League completed, just one game left in the regular season, and Manchester Thunder remain undefeated. What an incredible 5 months it's been. There have been tests along the way, including the last match against London Pulse, but Thunder at top of the table, giving them a home semi-final. As we all know, though, once we hit the Final Four, anything can happen. Welcome to Thundercast. Hello, Lindsay here, and as we rocket towards the biggest summer of netball, I've been having a bit of a think back over the 2022 season. It started back on the 5th and 6th of February with the big doubleheader weekend in Birmingham. Thunder faced Celtic Dragons and Seven Stars, and we got our first look at the different franchises and just what they had to offer. Now fast forward 4 months, and here we are approaching round 20 with the final four teams, the teams that will go into the semi-finals, decided and in place. They are Manchester Thunder, Loughborough Lightning, London Pulse and Team Bath. And I thought, after an outstanding season from Manchester Thunder, wouldn't it be brilliant to get inside the minds of head coach Karen Gregg and performance operations director Tracy Neville, just to see what they're thinking and get some insights into the plan for the next couple of weeks. And guess what? Can you believe it? They're right here on the pod. Welcome, Karen. Welcome, Tracy. Brilliant to have you.
Lindsay, that was so teasing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, it is such a treat to have you both. And, you know, first of all, how are you feeling after a huge Monday night of netball? And let's face it, the biggest scare this season against London Pulse. You were at the Copper Box. How are you feeling today? Go on, Karen.
I'm just shattered. I'm absolutely shattered. Obviously, we got in just before one in the morning. So it's crazy because you wake up and you kind of still got the buzz from the day before, but you feel hungover without the great night.
And what about you, Tracy?
Different feelings, really. I'm a sort of imager, so I sort of playing back a lot of the plays in my mind, thinking what like we need to work. I've already been texting Karen about 20 times on a Karen since about 11 o'clock last night, because I just really struggle to switch off, because I feel that I need to speak and I need to sound it all out, all my thoughts in my head, because it actually gives me a little bit of it gives me a bit of systematic thinking to go ahead into the next training session and what we're going to be doing. Karen's the other one, she wants to switch off, but obviously she don't give her that.
I don't get the option.
Karen, just put your phone on airplane, you know, when you're tired of it. That's so interesting that you deal with it in really different ways. And I think I'm not surprised that you took time to switch off last night, because, you know, it wasn't easy for a fan either. They were leading the majority of the game. I think you were 5 goals down going into the final 15 minutes, which is just not a position that you've been in this season. What have you learnt from that, do you think?
It was a real squad effort last night. You know, I think we played 11 out of our 12 players, and we always play to win. You know, I don't think you can preempt what you're going to do in a game, because you never know what you're going to face. And ultimately, every player that stepped on the court for us last night did us a job at the time that they were on there.
Yeah, and I think just building on that, we're not coaches that go in with plan changes. I think that's impossible at this level. But there's also things that we take from that game that are really instrumental in winning. People think winning's easy, and it definitely isn't. And you know, coming back at a team, we were down the whole most of the game, and coming back at a team is so vital in winning performances. Being able to sustain leads is really important, but also knowing when to be able to win ball and when to be able to possess ball. And I think them were the things that, as coaches, me and Karen and Gabs took out of that final quarter.
I think that was what was being said on social by the fans as well, was that we've seen Thunder close it out now, you know, on a difficult game, and maybe that hasn't happened too many times this season. So it was good to see. Let's have a think about the rest of the season now. And I've got some stats for you. Just have a listen to these. Okay. You've played 19 matches so far and no one's beaten you. The closest games score-wise were in round 5 against Mavericks and round 9 against Pulse. And you won those games by just 3 goals. You achieved a place in the last four on the 17th of April, which was way back in round 14. By the 4th of May, you knew you'd secured a top two finish and that you'd have a home semi-final. You've scored over 1,000 goals this season. Just think about that. And in terms of a goal record in the league, so that's the most goals scored in a single game, it was your game against Wasps when you scored 88. That is an average of a goal every 40 seconds. And bear in mind that the other team has to have a centre pass in that time as well. I mean, those stats are ridiculous. What does it feel like to hear those back?
I feel that we didn't play well enough last night. That's how I feel.
Oh, man. Tracy!
What do you feel, Kaz?
I don't think we ever look at the stats, do we, Trace, like that, to be honest. And you just take a game at your time and you're only as good as your last game. Last night, at times, wasn't good enough. So for us, it's how can we be better to move on to this next game, which is going to be crucial going into the semi-final weekend.
Okay. I mean, you're a tough crowd, you pair. You're a tough crowd. And I always think, you know, afterwards, when I watch you go and do the player interview, Karen, I always think, gosh, she always has an improvement point. And is that just for Sky? You know, because I'm thinking you've played an amazing game. Or is it because you are always looking and always wanting to learn?
We always want to learn, don't we? And the brilliant thing about this season and this squad that we've got this season is they are so diligent in what they do, both on and off the court. Everything we're asking of them going into every single game, they complete. We approach every game exactly the same in terms of the homework that we do, the preparation that we do, the way we're delivering it as coaching team. We, of course, try and mix that up every now and again so it doesn't become stale. But, you know, the diligence that's coming from the players, the diligence that we try to do as staff, I think has really seen us well this season to make sure that every opposition is different. There's going to be some commonality through the themes, but we need to make sure that we've got all bases covered.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. There's no perfect performance. People keep saying to us that we've won every game, and yeah, we have, because that's what the table says. But I am one to accept when I've not been good enough coaching wise, and the players are exactly on the same page when they say they're not being good enough in what they've executed as well. So I think that's a really good culture. It's a really good team to be in, because we're challenging each other in different ways, and that is really exciting. And they said now, you know, irrespective of what we've achieved, all them stats that you've just done, they actually mean nothing in comparison to next Friday night or, you know, what will come after that.
You've still got Loughborough Lightning to play. That's your last match in round 20. It could be a dress rehearsal for the final. We keep saying that. You know, we said that about Pulse as well. You've beaten them once already. What is the game plan against Loughborough Lightning? Just silence. They're not going to say it on the pod because they're like, Lindsay, don't ask me. Because obviously they'll listen to the pod.
Can you imagine a Thundercast interviewer asking that?
Four more goals than them, Lindsay.
There we go. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, such minds on this. All right. What I'll ask then in that case, and I hope Loughborough Lightning are listening, is where did you see yourselves at the start of the season? Because, like I say, you have got great minds. You think through every single game. Do you think to the end of the season at the start? Like, how does it work?
I'm a great believer that the first session that you do contributes to the last session that you execute in. And if you're not coaching in that way, then I think you're mindless coaching. That's how I see it, you know. And the players, I think, Kaz, don't they? They know that everything that we've done from the start of the season contributes to these latter two games or three games that we've got left.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, you kind of put a target on, and as we say, it's cliche, isn't it? You say, oh, we want to come top four, and then anything can happen top four. It's knockout netball. And, you know, that is your cliche. But I think this year, when we were pulling the squad together, we knew that we had to finish top four. We knew that we had to get to the final. And that remains, obviously, our goal. Obviously, we do want to win. But as Tracy said, from that first session to that final session, everything we're doing across those hours and hours of training and those hours and hours of performance analysis and team meetings and things like that, it's all building to the very end.
But I think it's realising as well, Lindsay, that the things that we're finding is that's actually executing our pathway. So, you know, when we mention just simple terminology of getting free from a 2-on-1 or marking a 2-on-1 or doing a 3-over, and you know, if kids have come through our pathway not understanding that sort of language, that has to be instilled from a lower level. So everything that we do is put back into our pathway, because, and we coach in the pathway as well, me and Karen. And so it's not just about us taking Manchester Thunder, you know, NSL further. It's also about taking the people underneath us further as well.
Do you know, it's no wonder that Manchester Thunder put out such high achievers, I don't think, when you've got those sort of thoughts behind it. And I did want to speak to you about the youngsters, your Lois Pearsons, your Millie Sanders, Yasmin Roebuck, all doing really well. And you're not afraid to put them on in the pressure moments. And I think that's the strength in depth which really built from last year. So some of those players had their first ever Super League game last year. And actually, you know, when it came to it, you finished third. And I think the strength and the depth this year has taken a massive leap forward. Would you agree in terms of those youngsters?
Yeah, definitely. And I think the key thing for us is that we've exposed them from the start of this season. We've not waited until now to see what they can do in different combinations. We've built them in from the very, very beginning and put them in pressure situations. And you know, some of them have shown some great maturity. They've developed across the year. They all know they've obviously still got learnings to do, lots of improvements to keep pushing on. But, you know, your people like Lois and your people like Yaz and Millie, you know, they are stepping up when we need them to. And ultimately, you look at the players they've got around them and they couldn't be thriving in a much better environment, really.
Yeah, and we've seen, haven't we, they've gone on to Rose's Futures as well, and you've got Cardwell and Malcolm and Metcalf in the Roses setup. It's obviously working. Tracy, you're about to say something.
I'm just going to say you don't win anything without the kids, do you?
Oh, you really don't, do you? And without the oldies as well. I have to say, you know, you've got such strength at the other end. I think when you know, you've got players on and Caroline O'Hanlon is taking a little rest on the bench, you sort of think, crikey, they've got some fantastic players in the team this year. And I have to say, you know, whilst we're being all serious, I did see a lot of pictures of Blackpool Pleasure Beach as well. And the team, they look really happy. I think it was Joyce and Vula's hen do maybe. But that's something for me this year that's really stood out on the sideline as well. Your team look really happy.
Yeah, they are. And you know, I think you can look across teams in the Super League potentially and teams across the world, and they're not always best friends, and they don't have to be best friends. But I think what we've got in this group of girls is that they all want the same thing, and you know, they're all fantastic girls and they look out for one another. You know, they touch base with one another a lot, and I think Laura's done a fantastic job in driving that team culture with this group, you know, as a new captain this year. And I think they are happy, but they've also got the relationship where they can push each other and question each other if things aren't necessarily how they want it to be in training or how they want it to be on the court, you know, where they want the ball, why they're not giving the ball, and so on and so on. And they've got that respect for one another as a group. And I think their happiness off the court together as a team and how well they're connected shows on the court.
And do you know, I will come back to your little Manchester United quote there. Do you think, Tracy, that that's why you've been so successful this time? What is the secret this year, do you think?
I think Manchester Thunder have been successful over many years, but I think this year, I think Karen has really instilled a great culture in the girls. And she, just let's bear in mind, she's been building that for many years. She's been in post now 5-6 years. And, you know, she's had, you know, many experiences with Thunder players. She's starting to now mould these players to what Manchester Thunder needs. And that's actually an exciting thing for me, because I work probably in a similar way to Karen, and I'm excited to be part of that. And you know, you say every day, I go out and I go to training and we get back at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's about the off-court stuff as well. You know, it's about having fun together. It's about laughing. It's about feeling that it's not hard work. It's like last night was a really, really tough game. And the thing that got us through it is in the changing before, changing room after. And, you know, we'll pull each other apart tonight on the analysis. But it's done in a really constructive way, and it's not personal, it's not individual, it's more of a team. And that's what I think has really come from the leadership that Karen strives within Manchester Thunder. And yeah, it's nice to be a part, it's fun.
Oh, that's wicked to hear. And I think, you know, we don't necessarily have the insight week in, week out. So Karen, what does the week look like now? You've got another game coming up and then you know you're in Final Four. So you're having to think ahead. Is it a busy week, this one?
Yeah, but it's always busy. You know, in season, you never get time to really you know, take a step back. So this week we've got PA tonight, first and foremost, training tomorrow morning, training Thursday night, training Saturday ahead of the game on Monday. The girls will obviously have some further analysis throughout the week, obviously, as we look at Pulse tonight, look ahead to Loughborough. And yeah, another big week next week. We've slightly changed around our training week next week, obviously with it being a bank holiday week and a game on a Monday night, Friday and a Sunday game. It's jam-packed, so we've got to make sure that we've got the players in tip-top shape and we're looking after them and what that looks like. And I think as Tracy's touched on, the girls on and off the court have been great. And I think it's the same for the staff. You know, Tracy talked about laughing and getting on with one another. And I think we've really got a staff group, which the girls see us having fun and getting on, and the hard work that you know, goes in, and the support that Tracy gives me, the support that Gabs gives me. We bash things to Phil all the time, you know, asking him questions. He's our Jeeves. We probably peck Debbie's head a lot about a lot of different things. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're a staff team that's got one goal, and it's the same goal as the players. And I think if that shared commonality, it is great. And to see the support and have the support of your staff is really crucial.
All working together. What's your standout match of the season, would you say?
There's different games for different reasons, isn't there, Trey? There's games where you're like, yeah, do you know what, we need to push on and perform, get the performance and the goals, and we've done that. There's been games like last night where you've had to find a way and pull yourself out of it and get over the line and drag your teammates over the line. So it's hard to kind of pinpoint, really.
There's two highlights for me. It's not actually the opposition, it's sort of the occasion and when our kid makes a debut. So when people like Shadeen made a debut, Lois made a debut, Yaz Robot made a debut, that then make me quite emotional, because what you're doing as a coaching staff, you're developing players to step on and progress at national level. And that makes me quite emotional, because I almost remember the coach that gave me the opportunity. And I think once you get the opportunity, it's whether you take it or whether you don't take it and you have to move on. And I think that's something that's been really exciting tonight. I think the second highlight was definitely the international diversity game that we had last time against Mavericks. I think celebrating individuality, diversity within a sport is really, really important. So bringing all the different countries together, highlighting different experiences, the players getting involved in that. And it's celebrating that actually, we may come from all different backgrounds, but when we come together, we're all a team and we're all as one. And I think that's not celebrated enough within netball or within sport itself.
I love that Thunder does do those things as well and pushes those boundaries. I know Loughborough Lightning did a Pride game as well. And it's just brilliant to have that, because it's part of the netball world. And we do have all those internationals. And you couldn't hear a thing at that game. It was so loud that the commentators couldn't hear what the reporters were saying. It was quite wonderful. What other teams have impressed you this year? Just give me one name each.
It's hard to give you one, because I think it's one of them where different teams have performed in different ways and developed. And I think you're looking at, and obviously Pulse have done a great job with their youngsters and what to find themselves top four. It's fantastic. I think for me as well, Celtic Dragons, even though they're at the bottom of the table, some of the performances that they've put out as a squad and really pushed some of the top teams. I think Danny's done a great job. They can keep the core of that squad together for next year. We'll definitely see improvements.
And from my perspective, it's got to be Loughborough Lightning. I think everyone thought they were a one-stop shop with Mary Cholhart. They've shown that actually they can still be top teams. They can still win. They've been without key players throughout the season. They've introduced some new players and seen them really progress under their leadership and coaching. So for us, I think any team that can instill a great bench and still come out and perform as they have, I think that's always a positive. So for me, yeah, Loughborough Lightning, I think they've been a standout team and deservedly are in the place that they're in.
Absolutely. And I've obviously tried already to get some, what are you going to do against Loughborough Lightning facts out of you, but it didn't work. So I'm going to try with Team Bath, because that is your semi-final. That is your game, your home game, isn't it, on the 3rd of June. How will you approach that one? Are you going to hold some stuff back? Is there anything that we can expect? Are you going to say anything to me?
don't want to give away too much, Lindsay. I think the good thing for us is our last performance against Team Bath was excellent. And last year, they were a team that were very, very difficult to get by. And obviously, we lost all three matches against them last year. So the fact that we've beat them twice already, obviously, we always say it counts for nothing. It's knockout netball. And Bath are a team that, you know, they will be fighting all the way for that final place. And they've got probably, if not the best defence in the league, one of the best defence in the league in terms of that international circle and Imogen Allison sat out in front of them and Tash Aveling. So we know they're going to be hard to break through. And I think it's just making sure we're playing to our strengths against that unit, and we play with confidence and we move the ball well against them. And then obviously in their attacking end, Trey, you can talk more about that, but I think they have an attacking end that potentially is very different to any other attacking end in the league in the way that they are able to maintain possession and that rotating circle. So it's what our defence can do to separate those guys. Hey, Trey.
I think Team Bath are always and never to be underestimated, particularly in a semi-final. They've been in that so many times and come out successful. And with Anna Stembridge leaving, Rachel Shaw, Kim Borger, I think, you know, it becomes like you do or die sort of attitude as a team. And it's how you want to go out. Do you want to go out on a high, or for them to go out on a low if they lose that? So I think them are always difficult teams to come up against, particularly on a Friday night. But we are, obviously we have the advantage of being in our home venue. But even so, I think for us, we have to be clinical, because I don't think any other performance over the year will be comparable to what a semi-final feels like.
Thank you both very much indeed for answering that question. Answer this one then for me. Single name once again. Who do you want to face if you make the final?
I want to say Loughborough. I'm one of those where I think, you know, the top two teams in the league, you've shown the most consistency over the season, and I think they deserve to battle it out.
Nice. Tracy?
I just want to get in the final, so I don't care who we face.
You don't care. Okay, fair enough. That's fair enough. Well, look, it's so brilliant talking to you. And Karen, I have to say, there was an amazing photograph on Twitter and Instagram celebrating 10 years since your last game as a player and Thunder's first Super League title back in 2012. Really enjoyed looking at that. Some great faces in there as well. Young faces. Yolora Malcolms, Emma Dovey was there, Kerry Armand, a very fresh-faced Ellie Cardwell. I know it was her in the lineup as well.
And playing goalkeeper, Lindsay.
And playing goalkeeper.
She put on 8 minutes to go and got the winning intercept.
Unbelievable. Beth Cobden was in there, Sarah Francis Bayman, Tracy Neville was in there, of course, as well. What do you remember from that day, Karen?
Oh gosh, it was nuts, wasn't it, Tracy? And it was, it was a fantastic day. People say they don't remember very much because the celebrations afterwards, I think, clouded people's memories. But, you know, it was a tough game against Surrey Storm. They were, you know, full of stars as well. You know, Tamsin, Pam Cookie, Rachel Dawn, Hannah Reid. I remember I'd already told Tracy that was going to be my last game. So it was always going to be a tough one. I remember I popped my calf in the first quarter after about 7 minutes, and I was like, holy hell, how am I going to get through this game? But there was no way I was bringing myself off. So if Tracy was going to bring me off, she was going to have to drag me off.
Oh my word. I mean, you know, very different, but I have done that, and it is unbelievably painful.
Yeah.
How did you stay?
I hobbled through, and I used my brain, and you know.
Yeah, I don't use my brain. That's very true. But that is impressive. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tight game, wasn't it, Tracy? We were up. We chased them for a lot of the game. I think we were always kind of two or three goals down. We pull back ahead,
and we hadn't beaten them that season either. If I remember rightly, I think we were chasing them all the game, and yeah, to be honest, and Kerry Ullman went off. Was it second or third quarter?
Yeah,
and she went off with, I think, her calf or something,
her ankle,
like that.
I think it was, yeah.
Young Ellie Cardwell went on. You wouldn't actually see it now. I'm like, Ellie, do you remember? She might be doing another stint soon, to be fair. We actually talked about it last night, about throwing her in.
Of course, yeah. That is possible. Well, we need her at both ends. Two bibs. Just switch them round. God, that's amazing to think about. And your friendship is so wonderful to see. Has it had a big part, do you think, in both your successes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely. You know, as Tracy said, like, the way we deal with post-match is probably a little bit different, but I think the way that we like to prepare, the way that we like to run our training sessions and the what we expect out of our players and out of each other as staff, I think is very, very similar. Because we are so close, and I think we do know each other inside and out. Tracy knows when something up with me, I know when something up with her, vice versa. And I think we're able to pose difficult questions to each other and you know, really stimulate thought processes of, you know, why we would make changes, why we would make certain decisions around game plans and stuff like that. And I think the fact that we do have that tight relationship is really helpful in the way that we're able to manage this team, really.
And I think it's one of them. Me and Karen have some right barks at each other on the bench, and then we walk out and go, "Oh, are we still doing that thing tomorrow night?" Went, yeah, no problem. But also, you know, there's Gabby Towell in there, who's also one of our really good friends. So it was interesting. We had a conversation on the bench last night, and I just said, "Oh, I said people think we're quite like animated on the bench and stuff like that." And to be fair, like the amount of talking we do, and you might not see us talk, but we, you know, we know when to make each other selves laugh. We know when to, you know, be serious. And I think that's really part. It takes the nerves down. And it actually helps with your decision making as well when you're in that really relaxed, you know, and you feel that you're supported by the people around you. And I think that's really positive when you go into pressure environment.
Well, look, since you're good friends and we've done the big loving now, what I normally do at this stage of the pod is that I do a quick fire. But since I've got you both, I thought this time I'm going to go head to head instead.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Oh, bloody hell.
You've done the nice bit now. So first of all, just say what comes into your head, and hopefully people will be able to tell the difference. Attack or defence?
Attack.
You're two attackers. Said I'd come back to it. City or United?
Neither.
United.
But City for the sake of my dad.
Oh, Karen.
I'm an Everton fan.
Oh, dear. What's going on there? First centre pass or up at half time?
First centre pass.
First centre pass.
Oh, interesting. Right. Who is the better cook?
Me.
Tracy.
Agreed. Who's the funniest?
Me.
Both said themselves. Who does the most exercise?
Me.
Tracy.
One to Tracy. Who is the better timekeeper?
Oh, Karen. I am really good, though. Like,
yeah,
this is like 1% is what I reckon. I'm earlier. Karen's earlier than time.
Yeah.
What on earth does that mean? I'm earlier than earlier, Karen's earlier
so
than time.
If you have to be there at 1:45, Karen's there at 22, but I'm there at half past.
Oh.
So I'm earlier than earlier.
Tracy's always early.
Yeah, that's a waste of 15 minutes, Tracy. But, you know, get there 1:45. I'd be there at 1:45, maybe 1:46.
Yeah. It's family trait. If you say be there at 10, I'm there at 8:30.
Oh my goodness, I'm getting a taxi with you at the weekend. I'm very worried about this. I'm going to arrive the day before.
Just be in it because so I'll leave you. I left Laura Malcolm once on a roundabout.
Where? And Jodie Gibson on before a game.
And Ellie Cardwell, I think I've left at some point.
Stop leaving players on roundabouts. It's not okay. Oh, that's great. What, this brings me on to the next question. Who is the better driver?
Karen.
Me.
Okay. Who's better in an emergency?
Oh.
I think I'm pretty good
as well.
I'm first aid trained.
Well, I don't think I'm good on myself. If it was about me, I'm not very good. But if you run about someone else, I'm good in an emergency.
Yeah.
Michael! I'm going to send me the other half, Michael.
Michael's not in this game, Tracy,
yes,
but okay.
Michael's the one.
Who can hold their drink better?
Karen.
Me.
Who is the better dancer?
Karen.
Me.
Who gets the last word?
Me.
Tracy.
And finally, who is the most competitive?
Me.
You both said me. What a wonderful place to finish. That was so fun and so unexpected. I didn't expect to be on a roundabout, but that was pleasing. If you did have a message for each other, you know, ahead of the semi-finals, what would it be?
I'm going first.
Go on.
Just Karen, you work so hard at this role. It's nice this last 2 years to have a really insight into you being a head coach. You lead from the front. You really set your standards high. Go out and enjoy it and just have fun with your team.
Gosh, she makes me emotional. You didn't ask who's the most emotional one. That's probably me.
Oh, I wish we were doing this not on Zoom.
I think for me, with Tracy, I think, you know, this last couple of years, her stepping in, or you stepping in, Trace, to this assistant coach role is probably something that you've never had to do before. And it would have been very easy to try and take over and things like that. But she, Tracy hasn't done that. She's been epitome of support, of strength.
What is this about?
I know, in terms of, you know, picking up the phone, support on an you know, in a netball environment, in a non-netball environment. She's a sounding board for decision making. She is a point of contact when I need additional support for other things within Thunder as well. So, you know, a huge thank you for being that person.
If you could see what I can see now, there's a little tear in both eyes and it really is quite wonderful. Big smiles on the faces. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's really wonderful. And also that I'm not coming to either of you in an emergency because there is a lot of indecision.
Well, come to us if you want a drink.
I'll have a drink with you. Definitely. Definitely. I've heard a lot about that from the Thunder side of things. It's been such a pleasure talking to you. This is a pressure week, you know, so we do really, really appreciate it. Lots of fans have been getting in touch. We're doing Final Whistle just really quickly. It's a big summer of netball. The Commonwealth Games are approaching. I've had people get in touch with me and ask, you know, Tracy, you know how much goes into that. How are you feeling as England step out to defend that gold medal that you led them to in 2018?
You know, I have every love for that England Roses team and what they can and what they will achieve. I do feel that they can go and back another gold medal up. I think what's really been exciting over the last 3 years is they've faced, you know, Jess Thurber's faced some huge challenges with COVID, you know, lack of access to players, lack of access to competition, but they've still come through and, you know, they've beaten New Zealand. They had a great quad series, although they weren't able to take out that last game. They've had players really step into the fold and really start to excel. So I think they're on a great journey. And some of the players that are playing all over the world are just in, you know, they're just world-class players and they're really standing out in their teams. And I think that's so exciting. And yeah, I just really want them to go out there and win gold. And you say about number one supporter, I feel that having been in that camp, having shared them experiences, that I definitely am their one, you know, number one supporter. And yeah, I'll be there cheering them on when they go into that and win that gold medal again.
We're all going to be biting our fingernails, aren't we? I know you will be as well, Karen. And I have had about 15 texts from Thunder fan Amy, who says, really want Tracy to name her final 12. Will you do it? Who would you pick?
Or who would Jess would pick?
Who you would pick?
I think definitely Jo Harton, Ellie Cardwell, Helen Halsby. I potentially might take a Nat Haythornthwaite as a goal attack, wing attack across that line. I'd definitely go Jade Clark, Laura Malcolm, Beth Cobden. I'd probably take an out-and-out wing attack. And at the moment, that is between, I think, Sophie Diel, who can play across that line and swap that, or a Chelsea Pittman. I'd probably go for one of them. And then defensively, I would probably go, I'd obviously go Jeeva, Ebony, Layla, you know, no doubt. And then I'd probably put an unknown in there, maybe a Fumi. I'd probably throw a Fumi in there. Ooh. These are players that I've not seen, you know, I've had not a lot of time with over the last 4 years. And I think you get a feeling of where your players need to be. But I think we need a couple of players in there who just add a little bit of diversity and have not been seen by other countries. And I think, you know, that there is players that stand out in that.
Oh, it's all to play for, isn't it? And there you go, Amy. She answered your question. Brave stuff. And it is over to Jess Thirlby for that decision. Many, many questions coming in as well, Karen, asking if Thunder could play in the SSN out in Australia. I think lots of people saying this season, do you know what? Yes, they could, which is fantastic because the level of netball over there is sensational. And I do want to leave you, Karen, with the final word. And I wondered if you had something to say to the Thunder players and also to the fans this season, because we've had them back, you know, after COVID and everything.
Yeah, I mean, we'll start with the fans. The fans have been unbelievable for us this year. And I think there was always a worry of post-COVID, you know, we were on the rise pre-COVID in terms of selling out venues and seeing those numbers increase. And I think there was always a worry that we weren't going to take time to get back to that. And I think our fans have showed this year that our fans have gone nowhere. And in fact, I think our fan base has probably increased. And the amount of noise that they make, the support that they give everybody, I don't think that can ever be underestimated. You know, and I think we've had a few sellout crowds. We've had a few 1,600-1,700 crowds, which is near sellout. And, you know, they've been absolutely phenomenal. And they see us over the line at times. They really get behind the players. And, you know, I think the players love the support that they give. Yeah, you know, we're just saying to them, give us another couple of weeks, give us everything you've got, and hopefully we can give back to them what they want to see. For the players, gosh, I'll get emotional about them as well. I mean, it's cheesy, isn't it? But you can turn around and say you love your team. I love these girls. God, I need to stop.
You're doing so well.
I've got to go to the gym and do a PT session after this.
We've exhausted you in the podcast.
I know. These girls, right, I think I'm all right now. Unbelievable. And as I say, the diligence that they've shown from the start of the season to now has just been absolutely phenomenal. They've got each other's backs. They've got our backs. And for us, you know, the performances that they've put out. We spoke earlier about there's never a performance that's perfect. We're always wanting more, but they certainly strive for perfection every single game. And I think for them, what they are able to put out, what they're able to give each other, what they're able to give us and the fans is nothing more than, you know, superb. And I'm really proud of where they are now. And I know we'll be even prouder, hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, of what they're able to achieve. But, you know, these girls do nothing but surprise me every single week on what their capabilities and what they give to this team.
Well, look, that is wonderful to hear and spoken from the heart. And I feel like I must leave you with some energy for PT. So, you know, a massive, massive thank you to you both for talking to us ahead of round 20, the semi-finals. There's a long way to go. You know, we wish you the very best of luck with it. And we'll be cheering you every single step of the way. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Can I have a cup of PT with you?
No, you can't.
Well, there you go, the inside scoop from the coaches themselves. And as we all know, anything can happen in the final four. Thunder will need your support. It's a home semi-final against Team Bath at Bellevue on Friday the 3rd of June. And of course, the final is on Saturday the 5th of June at the Copper Box. Let's hope Thunder will be there. Have absolutely everything crossed. In the meantime, let me know how you're feeling about all things Thunder. I'm Lindsay Chapman Presenter on Instagram and Lindsay_Chapman on Twitter. Hold your nerve, Thunder fans. I'll see you on the other side.